The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
You know what I love? The advert on the television.
Which one?
That features this song.
Oh. Yeah. Bless me, you sweetheart.
Sung that?
No.
Laurel and Hardy.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm going to play in a minute. I'm just going to play this. And then I'm going to go to the phones. All right. Let's just see. Oh, yes. We'll do it live.
Fabulous.
You know, like living on the edge. And we'll see if you're up on you're on the ball and know what to do next. I'm nervous. Are you?
Yeah.
Yes. I've got my finger on the button ready.
Right. Okay. We don't need to know that, Clem. Let's just concentrate on the show for now, Clem. Right, I'm gonna play it now, then I'm gonna go to the phone lines, all right? Right, let me just take this line here.
Let you I'm in love with you.
Oh, Biffle, well done.
TV in the morning. How did I get lit?
Yeah, hang it all right. Well done, you, Biffle.
Oh, bang on the money there, wasn't
I? Bang on the money. Well done,
bang on the money there. I knew what to do there, yeah. Kid. How's all the CD crew?
Yeah, good. Hi, thank you, Biff.
Oh, laughing. Hey, kid, I'm just reading something there on the air in the newspaper this morning about Paddy and Mick who froze to death outside the theatre.
Really? What happened? They froze outside the theatre?
Yes, we went to watch a show called Closed for Winter. Oh, see, the entire girls would have been a cracking up today.
Nice one,
you get lit. See you later, laughing CD in the morning.
See you later.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
One of my favourite true stories for you here. This is the story, and it is a true story, by the way, of the three tortoises. Okay? They're called Mick, Andy, and Roy. Now, the three, just picture the scene, the three tortoises, they decided to go on a picnic, and why not, you know? Mm. So anyway, Mick packs the picnic basket with beer and sandwiches. Now, the trouble is that the picnic site where they wanted to go to is 10 miles away. So it actually takes them 10 days to get there. No, because they're tortoises. Anyway, when they get there, Mick unpacks the food and the beer from the picnic basket and says, okay, Roy, give us the bottle opener, kid. He said, I didn't bring it. Roy said, I thought you packed it. So Mick gets worried. He turns to Andy, said, did you bring the bottle opener? Naturally, of course, Andy didn't bring it either. So there they are, picture the scene. They're stuck 10 miles away from home without a bottle opener.
It's horrible.
It's taken them 10 days to get to this plumbing site.
All they want's a bevy.
All they want is a bevy. They've got their sandwiches there. They've got their packed lunch. And they've forgotten to bring the bottle opener. So anyway, Mick and Andy beg Roy to go back. Someone's got to go back for it. So Mick and Andy beg Roy to go back for it, but he refuses. He says, no, he said, I'm not going. He said, no way. He said, because when I go, he said, you'll eat all the sandwiches.
Yeah, don't blame him.
Our favourite, lettuce sandwiches. Uh-huh. He said, you'll eat them. So anyway, after about 2.5 hours, and they've all sworn on their tortoises' lives.
On their shells.
Yeah. They've all swore that they're not going to eat the sandwiches. You can imagine they're arguing. He honestly said, look, we won't eat the sandwiches. Roy, we swear we're not going to go back. We're not going to eat the sandwiches. Just you go, honestly. So anyway, Roy sets off down the road at a steady pace. 20 days pass. He still isn't back. Mick and Andy are starving. The sandwiches are there. Granted, the lettuce has gone a little bit limp, but it was iceberg as well. Right, so 20 days pass and they're absolutely starving haggler. Anyway, but a promise is a promise, and they said they wouldn't eat the sandwiches. They didn't want to go back on the word. Anyway, another 5 days pass. He still isn't back. But a promise is a promise.
Mm.
Finally, another 5 days later, they can't take it any longer. They're wasting away in their shells. They just can't take it. So they both take out a sandwich. Just as they're about to eat it, Roy pops up from behind a rock and shouts, I knew it! I'm not going, that's it! Yeah, I just knew you'd eat them sandwiches. Oh, one of my favourites.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
In the famous anniversaries today, the first state lottery was held in England today in 1569. The top prize, get this, £5,000. It was split into instalments of £3,000 in cash, £700 in silver plate, and the remainder in good tapestry and certain sorts of gold linen cloth. Great that, isn't it? First state lottery, £5,000 top. That's probably worth a fortune then. Apparently, I've done a bit of research on this. Apparently, there's a scratch card available as well. The minimum prize was 4 shillings, a teaspoon, and a lace hanky. today in 1999, the biggest landfall in living memory took place when a 200-yard stretch of cliff fell into the sea at Beachy Head. That happened today in 1999. You know, I can't help feeling sorry for that piece of land. You know, can you just imagine, he's probably got really fed up with watching all those people hurling themselves into the sea. He probably thought, oh, I've had enough, I'm going to have a go myself. Just imagine. It's 8:24, Rossi's in the studio. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Kevin.
Now, you and I are in the Daily Post today, by the way.
Really? How come?
Haydock.
Oh, right. Haydock races. And some of the staff from Radio City are in there as well.
And a good day was had by all.
It certainly was. It was in the Liverpool Echo last night. It's also a big thing this weekend involving Sly Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone,
from the
yes.
Rocky movies. What happened? You got a call yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I just pushed out all the boats, used all my contacts and phoned them up myself and said,
Sly. Who did you phone up?
I didn't phone anybody.
What happened yesterday?
I got a phone call from Bill Kenwright, yeah?
Yeah.
And he said, are you okay for Sunday? And I said, yeah. And he says, you're going to have a VIP on the pitch. And I said, all right. I said, who could that be then? He said, Sylvester Stallone. Fantastic. I thought it was a wind-up, actually, to start.
Really?
Yeah.
So you and Bill Kenwright like that, it seems.
I wouldn't like to possibly say it, Kevin.
Oh, you've got friends in high places, have you?
Very, very high.
So how well do you know Bill Kenwright then?
Why?
I'm just curious.
I've met him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what exactly did he say yesterday?
Well, I can't remember exactly.
Tell me what you can remember.
I can't remember why.
So what time did he phone you?
I have no idea. I was on the air at the time.
So the deal was, you were on the air, Bill Kenwright phones up you.
Yes.
You spoke to him, and he told you the drill about this weekend with Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is that the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
I think so, yeah. Why?
What do you mean you think so?
Well, that's what he said. He said, Sly Stallone's going to be there. Bill.
Right. Oh, Bill.
Bill now.
Excuse me, Mr. Kenwright to you.
Sorry, Mr. Kenwright said...
Bill.
And then you said Sylvester Stallone's going to be there on Sunday. Are you okay to introduce him?
Yeah. So you spoke to Bill Kenwright yesterday?
Yes. Oh, I know. I knew it was a wind-up.
I've got news for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Bill Kenwright.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
His face.
Who was it?
Well, it wasn't Bill Kenwright.
All right.
Sorry, it wasn't Bill.
I didn't think it was. I said a comment about Barry McGuigan, and I went, oh, well, you see, we're all a bit, oh, really,
that's
really.
That's all right, we're going to play it now. It's okay.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't think it was. I was in Scotland yesterday, and the first text I opened, Kev speaking to Bill Kenwright there. Kenwright there just before. Sorry, Bill.
Yeah, my mate Bill, big yeah. B.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
All right. This is the call yesterday. Look at him shaking his head. This is the call yesterday when he thought he was speaking to Bill. It was actually Liam from our newsroom.
Oh, you're joking,
man. No. He doesn't even disguise his voice.
No, I know. It sounds exactly like him.
All right, take a listen, everybody. Simon Ross has been had yesterday.
Hello, Simon. Sorry about that before. Awfully, sorry, very busy at the moment, as you can understand.
I can.
Yeah, so you're excited about this on Sunday?
That would be great.
It's a real coup. We've been trying to do it for a few months now, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. That'd be brilliant. So obviously, we'll take him out onto the pitch, give him a massive big intro, and he walk into the middle of the pitch, yeah?
Well, we're going to have Eye of the Tiger,
yeah,
isn't it?
Survivor, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have that playing out. And do you know anything about the new film coming out?
Yes, he comes out of retirement. I think I know the gist of the story. Yeah.
Well, what we're thinking is Sylvester's going to come out in his dressing robe and gloves, and we'd like you to do the same as well.
Oh really?
We'll have Sylvester there, and just theatrical.
I've got my MC's license from the British Boxing Board of Control to introduce boxers.
No,
I have.
So you've got the full voice on as well.
I can do the old.
Could
Michael
you dust Bobby. Off the larynx for us?
I can. I can't actually do it at the minute. I'm in the studio, but I can. Do you really want me to dress up in a robe?
Oh, I think the fans would love it. The fans would absolutely love it.
Do you want us to start mentioning it or talking about it on air?
Let's get Darren and Mark to give you a call tomorrow morning. Are you around tomorrow morning?
Yeah, they've got my mobile and everything, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, mate.
All right, well, listen, thanks very much, Simon. I'll speak to you later.
Okay, cheers.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
There's Bill. I've been had.
Yes!
But I always, always get revenge, Kevin.
Yes, that's right.
You mentioned
Simon.
The red chilies earlier. I always get my revenge.
Cheers, Bill.
Let's give it up for Simon Ray!
You've been had, boy.
Thank you, Mel.
8:29 now.
Oh, good morning.
The KFC Breakfast Show.
What are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed?
Radio City 96.7.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.